90.1 FM. Turmoil with music from the Voodoo Love God with Atomic Fireball, title track of their latest cassette. Just before that, we heard something from our feature album this evening. Dirty Hands is the name of the band. Lost in Heaven is the name of their record. And we heard Money Back starting off the set. Dirty Hands followed by the Voodoo Love God. With me on the phone right now from the Voodoo Love God out of Maryland is Brian Sefcik. How are you doing tonight, Brian?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay. Now, this is a cassette. Is this like a pre-release of a new album you have planned for?
Right. 91 should be the summer.
Right. And is it going to feature the cuts that are on this cassette, or is it going to be
talking? Yeah, some of them, some new stuff, too.
Okay. The band's been around since, what, 86 or so?
85.
85. And it's sort of the remnants of another band from that area called The Left.
Right. We had two albums out. I guess The Left.
And then that broke up and you formed the Voodoo Love Gods. And why don't you tell people who's in the band currently?
Currently, the lineup is Eric Riker on guitar, Gary Rode-Armel on guitar, Bill Sword on drums, and me on vocals.
Now, you've been playing up and down, I guess, the East Coast as the Voodoo Love Gods in the past. You've had a few records out, too.
Right. We have one LP we did in 88, and we have 45 that was done in 87 on Glitterhouse Records in West Germany. The LP, it was released ourselves, plus with a small company called Bonafide Records, and we're about to do another 45 with Richie from Long Island. I think it's called Behemoth Records.
Right, right.
Feature Atomic Fireball and Lovesick Valentine.
So 91 looks like it's going to be a big year for the band.
Well, we hope so. We're looking forward to coming up and playing the 16th. Yeah. So we're playing also the 13th in Baltimore. So we're looking for some better things to happen this year.
Is this a sort of like a mini East Coast tour, or are these just the two dates you have lined up right now?
We're just, these are just two dates we have lined up right now. We're looking for something in the summer, touring the summer.
And what's it like down in Maryland where you guys are from? Has it been real receptive for you down there?
It's been pretty good. Baltimore and D.C. have been the places for us. You know, we've seen the draw crowd that... those two places. Hometown's pretty lame, but Baltimore's only like a 50 mile drive, and DC's about the same. That's basically where we've been playing at.
Now, unlike a lot of bands, you guys don't wait around. You know, haven't been waiting around for a big label to come sign you up. You pretty much do everything on your own.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot on our own. Like I said, our LP, we did that with the help of a small record company, and if this new tape nobody picks up, we'll go ahead and do it ourselves again. We're not going to wait for anybody or anything. We're just going to go ahead and get it out. And, that's the way we feel about it. Just, you know, to hell with it. You know, like, we're not going to worry about somebody picking us up. We're just going to go ahead and do it ourselves.
I guess that also adds to the longevity of the band, is you're not waiting for that big break. You guys are just happy to be playing.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's what it's all about, you know, just playing and having fun and going to gigs and, you know, just meeting new people and playing our music. That's pretty much what it's all about, you know, for us. I mean, you know, that's the main thing.
Okay, we got a little surprise for our listeners out there, and also for you. We dug up a copy of The Left.
All right.
It was released on Bonafide Records. The album was called It's the World. And I think we got this back in 1984 or so. And we're going to play something from that called Frontline, which I think is one of the strongest songs on the album.
That's an appropriate song for these times.
Yes, it is. And we're going to play that right now. We'll be back with Brian of the Voodoo Love Gods, who will be coming up to Stony Brook Saturday night, February 16th, to play in a benefit concert for WUSB along with New York bands Born Against and Bug Out Society. So why don't we give a listen to some old music that Brian was taking part in back in those days. I think your brother played on this record too.
Right. Yeah, Kevin was in the band. Jim was the guitar player. He was in the Voodoo Love Gods. He just left recently. We've been doing some lineup shifted, and that's why we haven't really set any major dates yet, because the drummer, he's Bill, he was in the left also. Now he's our drummer now in the Voodoo Love Gods, so he'll be with me.
Okay, why don't we give a listen then to Frontline from the left, the former band of the Voodoo Love Gods, and we'll be back talking with Brian right after this. The Left with Frontline here on Turmoil. FM Turmoil with music from the left, and that was Frontline. The left broke up, and two of the members, Brian and Bill Thor, the drummer, went on to form Voodoo Love Gods. And with us on the phone right now is Brian of the band. They'll be coming up to Stony Brook next Saturday, the 16th, to play in a benefit for WUSB. Does that bring back any memories at all for you, Brian, hearing that?
Oh, yeah, lots of memories. Those were some good times.
Now, that was recorded back at Inner Ear Studios, which at the time was like the place to be.
That's where Minor Threat recorded. All the DC hardcore bands used to record out of Inner Ear. Don was a really nice guy. I mean, he had a good sound, and everybody was going there, and we thought we might as well check it out and see what he had to offer. I thought he did a pretty good job on the album.
It came out very good. Now, growing up in that area, that must have influenced you a lot.
Oh, yeah, we'd go to D.C. just about every weekend, see shows, and all these bands, Minor Threat, all the Discord bands now.
Now, the left band seemed to be more political than the Voodoo Love God. Is that just from a growing up process the band's gone through?
Well, yeah, I would think so. Jim did a lot of the writing on the left stuff, and at the time, things were kind of political, and it kind of called for that, then. I kind of, want to stay out of it, though, now, and I've been doing more of the writing, and the rest of these guys have been writing, and it's just, we're writing more about things that have been happening to us, and, instead of politics. I'm not in politics, so I don't really write about it, and
now, when you released your first EP, that was on a West German label, Glitterhouse Records.
Right.
It seems a lot of bands these days, even back, and then were having trouble finding someone to release their records. Did you actively go over to Germany and approach these guys, or did they just call you up at random?
Well, we sent them a tape through Bonafide, and they got a hold of us, three of the songs, and they wanted three songs, so we sent them Bad Seed and was Dance to Death and King of the Road. Yeah, we sent them those three songs. He put it out for us, and, that was cool, which, got us our name across, the seas and everything. So, we're pretty happy with that.
Okay. Now, I also want to talk about the support you've had from college radio. It seems it's very impressive. Have you done benefits before for, like, other college stations for any other causes?
Yeah, we have for Towson College in Maryland, right outside of Baltimore. We did, what else have we done? We've done some things around local colleges here where we're from. This is, like I said, we're, like, west of Baltimore, 50 miles, and they have a couple of small colleges around here. We've done some things, and we're looking to do more, though, actually, especially down south, you know, like North Carolina, Georgia, the colleges around there. We haven't been down. I think North Carolina's the farthest south we've been, and we'd like to get down there, you know, and get our music. I think in Georgia, they got one of our tapes, and they played a couple songs off the new tape, some college radio station down in Georgia. But as far as around here, it's been pretty good, though. Towson and what other radio stations around here? University of Maryland. It's been, you know, like I said, it could be better.
All right, and you're looking forward to releasing a new album this summer.
Yeah, we got a lot of new songs. We're really looking forward to we'll probably go into the studio this spring, coming up here probably in April. And we got about like 10, 11 new songs, and record them, get those out.
And are you planning on touring after the album comes out to support it?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, now if someone wants to write to the band, where would they write to?
My address, that would be Voodoo Love Gods, Route 8, Box 183, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21740.
Okay, all that's available currently is the cassette you have out now called Atomic Fireball, I guess.
Right.
Okay, great. All right, Brian, thanks for taking the time to talk to us tonight.
Okay.
Hold on just one second. I'll be right back with you. And we have, let's talk about the song we've got up next, in fact. It's called World Gone Mad. It's from the tape. What's this about?
Well, it's just basically about this world we live in. It's getting pretty nutty, and, you know, we see things happening every day, and it was just a spur-of-the-moment thing, you know, just about everyday life, you know. How the world sucks, actually.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Brian, once again from the Voodoo Love Gods. Brian, hold on, as I said, and we're going to listen to something from their tape, Atomic Fireball. If you want to write to them, their address is Voodoo Love Gods, Route 8, Box 183, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21740. From that cassette, Atomic Fireball, this is World Gone Mad, here on WUSB Stony Brook.
Looking at a world that just ain't
WUSB 90.1 FM with the Voodoo Love Gods band out of Maryland, taking the time to travel all the way up to Long Island to play for you, the folks out there listening to us right now here on WUSB. And that was World Gone Mad from their latest cassette, Atomic Fireball. Once again, the show next Saturday night, come on down, check it out. I'll have more information. I'll be playing more music from more bands. In fact, next Wednesday night at 10:30, we'll be talking to the folks of Bug Out Society, and around 11 o'clock, we'll be talking with Born Against. All the bands looking forward to coming out and playing for WUSB. Let's get back to some more music right now. 11:06 on a Wednesday night. The show's called Turmoil, 2 hours of hardcore punk and thrash from the U.S. and the world. We have a feature album this evening. The band is called Dirty Hands. They're out of France. They have an album out called Lost in Heaven. And this is Troubled Times here on Turmoil.
society based on bodies. The fashion, the cash in our pretty face. In my society,